Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this episode of the Horsemanship Journey Podcast. My name is Shane Jacob, your host, and I thank you for taking your time to be here with me today. This episode is brought to you in part by Cowboy Cuffs, our partner at Cowboy Cuffs. This particular awesome shirt I am wearing is called Overo. If you're not familiar, Overo is a color pattern for registered paint horses. So, yeah. This is Overo. Got black and white with gray, black and white Overo maybe. But yeah, this is a black and white with the black cuffs, double cuffs. Elevate your style to elevate your life, Cowboy Cuffs. Appreciate that. Anyway, today we want to talk about focus. Focus. So I recently hosted a horse riding clinic here in Las Vegas, and a friend of mine, Rick Steed, was a clinician, and he came. And so what that is, you know, with horses are kind of like people, okay, in that they don't always do what we want them to do. And getting them to do what we want them to do, getting horses to do what we want them to do, is a project, and it takes good communication, it takes patience, it takes all the things that it takes basically to be good at relationships, because it's a relationship. So the thing of it is, so we host this so that people that are interested in being excellent or being better or improving, if they have a problem solving problems or getting great at whatever discipline or sport that they're in on horses, can be better communicators and be better horsemen and learn how to do it all better. So that's what a clinic is. So we had this 2-day clinic here at our place here in Las Vegas, Nevada, just a week ago, about-ish. And so I just want to tell you some of the observations and something that I noticed and that was taught at the clinic. And that is that, you know, sometimes as riders, as horse riders, we get fixated on, and some of these riders that came and some, you know, some of us were just, we're just like fixated on what the horse isn't doing right, you know, and what it's not doing or what it won't do, what the horse won't do that we want it to do. We just get like focused, laser focused in on what's not happening. What they want it to do. Of course, we do this with people. I specialize in it with the people that work for me. If I am not intentional, my initial, you know, my default is to go like all the things that are wrong, right? I just get fixated on this and this and this and this and this. And I can't see not only what's going right, but what to be focused on the result. So one of the things that I noticed at the clinic, well, I'll just tell you that one of the riders came in to the riding arena, into the clinic, and they started just saying, well, they just started listing all the things that the horse wouldn't do and how he was and how he was stubborn and how he wouldn't do this and how he was just being a jerk and how listed like 9 things. And finally, Rick just kind of stopped this lady and said, okay, hold on just a minute. What exactly, how do you expect this to go when you're thinking that way? Well, she hadn't really thought about that. She was, in her mind, she was just explaining, you know, what the problems were and so whatever. But it's a great point in that the thing about it is when you're thinking, okay, let's just use this example. I'm thinking of all the things that my horse isn't doing right, okay? And he won't do this, and he's a jerk, and he doesn't do this, and he won't do this. No matter what I do, I can't get him to do this. And I'm thinking about all these things. And you know what? Just thinking about it myself, you can imagine what she was thinking, but when we think this way as riders, we start to get frustrated, okay? Sometimes we get angry. We just feel like we're out of control, or we have no control. There's nothing we can do, so we start to feel helpless, okay? So what do you think, would you imagine, as riders, that we do when we feel frustrated and helpless, like we have no control, you know, or even angry? You know, what do you think that we do? So what we do with horses is the frustration that we're feeling comes out. It's there, so it comes out in ways. We get more aggressive. We try to fight back. We try to, you know, we try to manipulate. Sometimes we get angry and we just get more aggressive. You know, we act fast and less intentional, and more we're just kind of reacting on this anger that we're feeling. And, you know, and then, so what don't you do? This is the next question. What don't you do when you're feeling frustrated, angry, helpless, or out of control? What don't you do? Okay. So some of the things that you don't do is you don't seek help. You don't slow your mind. You don't act with intention. And as far as riding, you don't clearly cue. In other words, you don't clearly communicate to your horse what the result is. And if you don't know what the cue is, then you don't go find the result. If you're frustrated and helpless, if you're feeling helpless, you don't find out the answers that you seek. Now, I give credit to everyone who comes to any of these clinics like that, because those are only the people, the top tier, that stay active, that are constantly learning and improving. And those are the people that become or are excellent horsemen. They're continually learning. So not knocking anybody for sure at this clinic, because this is the top. You know, these are the good people that are out there striving to be better. And so, but when you feel frustrated and helpless, when you're feeling that in the middle of that, is not, you're not getting help and getting education and being open-minded to take it in and then clearly communicating it to your horse to get a better result. So things get worse. Okay. So the result that happens when we as riders focus on what's not going right, the result is as a result of what we're doing, our actions, the horse starts reacting to us, and then the horse gets frustrated. Okay. The horse starts trying to figure out what we want. He's trying harder and we're getting more angry. And then we're punishing him. And he's a lot of the times, and he's just trying to figure out what we want and stay out of the way and stay out of trouble and get away from pressure most of the time. And eventually he'll start to fight back. If we continue to add pressure and stay in this frustration and anger, then things just spiral into a bad situation. And we both, the horse and the rider, just end up not in a good way. Okay. Nobody really gets what they want. The horse doesn't get any relief. Then he starts dreading, you know, being ridden and being saddled, and develops bad habits. The bad habits take a long time to fix and to, you know, erase and reestablish new things. And it's a bad cycle. So it's just really the importance of the focus. I mean, you may think that, you know, complain about what people won't do, or when we complain about our kids won't do, or what they don't do, or even if we're just complaining to our spouse and we're not letting the kids know, or when our focus is not on the result that we want, but is on what's going wrong, it has a bigger, we all know this at some level, right? We all know this, but I think a lot of times we're really not aware of the profound impact that the focus of our thoughts really have. And that's the message for today. Okay. Because here's the thing, when Rick at this clinic, Rick Steve, the clinician, the one that was leading or teaching the seminar, the clinic, when Rick had the riders focus on what they wanted to happen, it was so evident, you know, not for necessarily for the riders who were in the middle of it at the time, but there's only one rider at a time taking instruction. And so the rest of us could observe what was happening. And it was so evident that when they started to focus on what they wanted to have happen, okay, and when he helped them believe that it could happen, and then he showed them how to make it happen, you know what they started to feel? First of all, they didn't know for sure if the horse would do what they wanted him to do. Okay. Then as he talked to them and they began to have some hope that it could happen, and they began to believe that it might could happen, they started to feel curious. Okay. So this is a big difference from frustration that you could see the riders kind of wheels turning inside their mind. They're like, okay, maybe I can do this. And how do I do it? So they started to feel curious. You could see that. And then from there, they had other thoughts. They started to feel encouraged when they got just a teeny bit of, you know, first of all, they had some hope. Then they felt curious. Then they felt encouraged as they started to see results, right? So that fueled itself into a positive cycle, and they started making real progress. And you could see horses, you know, like relax and be more at ease. And you could see this whole willing participation and this partnership just start to mesh together. It's incredible. But it begins with the focus of our thoughts. And for a long time, I didn't really believe that, you know, I really thought it was all that, you know, only your actions really matter. Okay. Not, you know, I'm not talking about feelings, and I'm damn sure not talking about thoughts and feelings. Okay. Damn sure not talking about feelings. And I don't really even want to talk about thoughts. I thought this for a long time because the only thing that mattered was my actions, but I was ignorant in that I didn't realize, okay, that my thoughts or what I choose to focus on, because when I am conscious of my thoughts, when I'm conscious of my thoughts and I know that I can choose my thoughts, then I can control my focus. And those thoughts, AKA my focus, whatever I'm choosing to focus my thoughts on is what is driving, is creating rather my emotion, my feeling. Okay. And those feelings are driving my actions, which is getting me my results. When you saw this with the riders, it was super fun to see. I've seen it time and time and time again as I give lessons also. And the result is that when you think about when they wanted to have happen, I've went into that, but the key is really to when the chips are down, okay, to be able to move from what's happening that's not what you want to have happen, just to move that to start to focus on the result that you want. If we want cooperation with our kids, in my kids of any age, employees, or just the people in any of our relationships of whatever we want, if we want them to do what we want, okay, they're going to do whatever the hell they want, first of all, to start with. But we do have a tremendous influence. And if we want them to do what we want, it surely isn't going to happen unless we start focusing on the result that we want, particularly with kids and employees. Okay, because if we focus on what they're not doing, again, we start to feel frustrated. We feel like we can't control. We start to feel helpless. We feel more frustration, and then we feel angry. This starts a cycle of us continuing to not get what we want. The other day, I have a company that sells horse feed here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and one of our trucks went around a corner on a street, and we lost several bales of hay came off. When the driver realized it, he went back to get them out of the roadway. And a man had already moved them from the roadway, and he had put them inside of his truck, and he wouldn't give them back to my guys. Okay. He decided they were fair game because he found them on the road. And so as I was being relayed this information of how it went, it was, there are two ways that this could have went down. Now, my first thing was could feel myself, you know, getting angry at my guys at work here, at the guy that took the bale of hay and all kinds of stuff. I could feel this, but, you know, as we develop this muscle of changing our focus, what I was able to do is I was able to talk to my guys and say, okay, how did this happen? Okay, because I could see the result that we want. The result that we want is we don't want to do this. We don't want to go through this anymore. Okay, because if we put people at risk or at danger because we had bales of hay in the road. And second of all, we lost bales of hay. We lost them because the guy ended up taking them. He wouldn't give them back. So, when I move the focus to what we want to have happen in my mind, Okay. This is just internally inside my mind. I started to focus on how are we not going to have this happen again? So we implemented a new system of that. We rotate our straps that secure the load. We rotate them every X amount of months, depending on this and that and the other. We also developed a system of how far we go once we leave the hay yard on a delivery before we pull the truck over and the driver just see. We found solutions, okay, to solve the problem and have it happen less or not happen again. The difference is, just compare it, if you will, for a minute, to go back and leaving the focus on the anger. Okay, where's that going to lead you? The guys are going to feel worse than they already did. It just doesn't help anything. It just perpetuates a cycle of negativity, and it doesn't solve the problem. Not only doesn't it feel good inside, okay, but it perpetuates the problem. Okay, the key is to recognize what we're thinking and to focus on the result we want. Because when we focus on the desired result, we begin to feel empowered. Okay. When you feel empowered, okay, let's just say that your kid or somebody in your relationship, instead of focusing, you're thinking about what's going wrong. But when you begin to focus on what you want to have happen, okay, when you begin to feel empowered, what do you do when you begin to feel empowered? Okay. You come off the fixation of what's wrong and you start to implement things to change it, to go your way. The way that you feel and the influence that you have on other people, the way that you feel won't improve and their behavior is not going to improve until you change from being fixated on what you don't want to the result. It just won't change until you change your focus. As a matter of fact, church leader, even on a bigger, a broader span of even looking at the focus more broadly, I'll say, church leader Russell M. Nelson said this about focus. He said, "The joy that we feel has little to do with the circumstances of our lives and everything to do with the focus of our lives. If we focus on the joy that will come to us or those that we love, we can endure what presently seems overwhelming, painful, scary, unfair, or simply impossible." Hey, I don't think I could say it better than that. And so I will leave you with that for today. Thank you again for taking your time to be with me for this episode of the Horsemanship Journey Podcast. Remember, you cannot fail if you don't ever stop chasing it.